Our first question during this session is a question that has been put to me several times in the time that God has allowed me to be in the gospel ministry. And the question is this: where do babies go when they die? Where do the babies, perhaps maybe those who have been aborted by their mothers, or those who have died in car accidents, or whatever may be the case, I have been asked several times, where do babies go when they die? Let us now allow the scripture to speak for itself on this subject. If you have a Bible there, I'll be reading to you from 2 Samuel chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. Now, in this chapter, we see that David had sinned in committing adultery with Bathsheba, a woman who was married to one of David's soldiers. And Bathsheba conceived during that adulterous act, and God planted a seed of life, a person, in the womb of Bathsheba. However, as chastisement upon David and Bathsheba, God allows the baby to die. And if you turn your Bible now to 2 Samuel chapter 12, we'll let the scripture answer the question, where do babies go when they die? I'll begin reading verse number 18. The Bible says, "And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth, and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord, and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And again the servants were quite perplexed, because when the baby was living, David would not eat, he would not drink. He was severely depressed and discouraged, obviously. But now that the child has died, he begins to eat, he washes himself, he anoints himself, and he appears to have the vigor of life again. And notice the response of David. Notice how he responded to his bewildered servants. The scripture said, verse number 22, And he said, David speaking, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And that's the scripture. We believe every word of the Bible is inspired of the Holy Ghost, and what David said here is to be taken as literal truth. David knew that he could not bring the dead child back. David knew it would be impossible for the child to return to him. But the scripture says that David also knew that one day he would be reunited with that child, and that David could go to where the child was. Now, there's no doubt in our minds that David was referring to heaven. In fact, in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus refers to angels who look into the faces of babies as babies look into the face of God. Jesus Christ himself mentioned angels in relationship to children. I believe here, then, that children do die. When they die, they will go to be with the Lord. There is no purgatory. There is no middle ground. Babies, of course, do not go to hell because they perhaps were not baptized before they died, as some religion, false religion, teaches. So Scripture makes it very plain that when babies die, they do go to heaven and to be with the Lord.